Om Shanti. Today is 27th of March 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be free from all bondages and with the blessing of the flying stage continue to move constantly forward. May you be free from all bondages and with the blessing of the flying stage continue to move forward. To belong to the Father means to receive the blessing of the flying stage. To belong to the Father means to receive the blessing of the flying stage. By using this blessing in your life practically, you will never step back in anything. You will continue to move forward. When you have the company of the Almighty Authority Father, you are always at the front in every step. When you have company of the Almighty Father, you are always at the front. In every step, you are constantly full and you also do the service of making others full. Such souls never allow themselves to be obstructed by any obstruction. Such blessed children can never be tied by any bondage. They remain free from all bondages. So Baba is telling us to remain free from all bondages. To belong to the Father means to receive this blessing of the flying stage. And in this way you continue to move forward. By using this blessing in your life practically, you will never step back. You will continue to move forward. So all this will happen when you have company of the Almighty Authority Father. You are always at the front in every step. You are full. You make others full. Never get obstructed by any obstacles and never tied down by any bondage. You remain free from all the bondages. So all of these things happen when we belong to the One Father. When we have the feeling that we are in the company of the Supreme Father. So the most important thing in this Brahmin life is to enjoy the company of the Supreme Companion at every moment. Somebody says in English, when I forget that God is my supreme companion, I feel lonely. Otherwise, I don't feel lonely. Company of human beings make you feel lonely. But company of God makes you feel full, makes you feel ecstatic, makes you feel in that seventh heaven of delight. You never come down from your high stage. But all human companies, they are colored by different emotions and feelings. So just now we were discussing about God's company, how this company is unique, how this company is so different, and what happens when we are in God's company. Here in the Vardhan, Baba is saying, when you have Father's company, you receive blessing. When you have Father's company, you keep on moving forward. You never go back. You never step back. When you have Father's company, you are never tied down by any bondages. You remain free to enjoy that freedom, that liberty is God's company. So the word company has got seven alphabets. The first alphabet is C. God's company is constant and stable. In contrast, human company is never stable. It's never human company, human's friendships. If you compare these, you will find that sometimes it is there, sometimes it's not there. Sometimes it is in all its intensity, sometimes it has died down. So there is a lot of fluctuations in human companies. There is a lot of fluctuations in non-human relationships. They might be there, but very rare. This stability in human relationship is a very rare breed. It is filled with turmoil. It's filled with turbulences. So, the first thing in God's company is, it is constant and it is stable. In Hindi, there is a beautiful word, ekras. It will not have those fluctuations. It is Akras. It was there long back, it's now, and it will stay. If you study your own life with God, if you study your own life with God. Suppose at this point I became Baba's and I am standing here. And this is the yatra, this is the journey, this is the odyssey. In this journey, in my spiritual safari, there were many times I felt lonely. But when I look back and see, He was always there. It's I who moved away. It's I who stepped away from Him. He was always there. If I analyze my own self, if I do this intense soul searching, self-examination, self-accounting, self-analysis, self-contemplation, introspection, whatever you call, I will find always that He was ever there. It's I who took to zigzagging. It's I who deviated, who went away from Him. He was always there. He was always saying, hold, clasp my hand and come, I am there with you. But I moved away. And at every point of time when I moved away from Him, I encountered sorrows, sufferings, miseries. Some or other thief came. Yesterday's Murli Baba was talking about five thieves. Those people, they say that, yeah, you can go into vice once or twice a month. But Baba is saying, what about the other thieves? When one thief comes, the other thief has to come. They are very close, fast friends, all thieves. So they all will come. So the moment I go away from this international highway, this Ram International Highway, in any lane or alleys, I am lost. And then some thief comes. And then thief take away my treasures of peace, happiness, purity, love, bliss, joy. And then bankrupt, I cry, I bemoan. So, constant. Second is O. God's company makes you obstacle free. God's company makes you obstacle free. Otherwise, this path is fraught with dangers, barriers, number of barricades are already there. But this company makes you complete whatever hindrances that come. All the hindrances go away once you are in God's company. Third is M. M is most easily available. All other companies are so expensive. They are very expensive. Human company is expensive. God's company is easily available. You don't have to puff and pant for it. You don't have to make those all things which you do for human company. He is so easily, he is known as Ashutosh. In Hindi, God Shiva is known as Ashutosh. You can easily please Him. There is no difficult ways. Only thing He says, follow whatever I tell you. This is my Srimad, follow it, that's it. The moment you let go of Srimad and the moment you catch some other thing, your manmat or parmat, you are bound to land up in difficulties. So, God's company makes you obstacle free. Then, obstacle free and most easily available. Then P is, God's company is most powerful. All human beings are weaklings. All human beings, their company is weak company. And everybody has experienced that. Even if a beggar is there and he is having no company and suddenly he meets another beggar and now they are two, but now they are moving around and begging together. The beggar has not become king or powerful because the one whom he met, that person is also beggar. So this is a world of beggars. How can anybody make us into a king? How can anybody make us into a person with powerful mind while their mind themselves are weak? So His company is the most powerful company in the whole world. And those people down the ages, those saints or those lovers of God, they also chose Him, even though they did not know Him that time. Still, they felt His company is the most powerful. If you study the lives of so many Christian, Roman, Catholic saints, how each one of them gave up everything which is worldly for this company, whether it is Saint Bernard or Saint Claire of Clairvaux, Saint Francis, Saint Assisi, Saint Xavier, any saint for that matter. It's all those saints, they did not know exact who God is, but they had such deep love for God. They had such intense love for God and His company that they remained in silence for months together, all alone. They remained in solitude without talking with anybody, just enjoying the company of the Supreme. So that was the effect of God's company. So it's most powerful to spend a day all alone in silence with the thought that I want to stay with Baba on this day. Just with Him. Doing nothing, just I want to stay with Him. This thought is very powerful thought. I want to stay with Him. And even if I have to do something, still I will stay with Him. Just as in yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba gave example of those lovers. They don't give up the work. They keep on doing everything and yet their mind they keep on remembering. If there are two lovers and they love each other and somebody is sick, earlier they were in college together, one is sick, the other person is attending college but his whole mind is there. He is hearing things but is not hearing. He is in the college, he is attending all the lectures but is not listening anything because nothing, his mind is somewhere else. So in the similar manner, this is the relationship of beloved and the lover. You don't have to give up things even. But yes, this thought is a beautiful thought that I want to stay in His company. And sometimes to the exclusion of all the worldly companies. I don't want any worldly companies, I want only Him. Because the soul is never satisfied with anything which is finite, anything which is worldly, anything which is human. Soul needs the company of the Divine. Then only it feels the internal power. Otherwise, no. So, most powerful then, any time available. God is available. He is online all the times. It's our mobile. We make it offline. Otherwise, He is there all the time. Anytime you call Him and He is there. Anytime you call Him and He will come. Any work you tell Him and He will do. Come ye all, ye all that labor and I shall give thee rest. Come to me, all ye that labor. Why you are laboring? Jesus is telling His disciples, why you are laboring so much? Come to me, I will give you rest. I am the way, the truth and life. I am the way, the truth. I am the life. It's shown in Bible that Jesus goes to one place and He sends all His disciples, go and fetch, get water or some food from the village. And there is a huge well there. And then when Samaritan woman comes and she is taking water, so He asks us, give me some water. So she says, no, I am of a lower caste. I can't give you water. He says, no, give me water. So she gives Him water. And then He tells him, now I will give you eternal water, that your thirst will quench. The water which I will give you, after that you will never be thirsty again. Such deep waters I will give you, eternal water. He is talking of something else which she doesn't understand. He is talking of the divine nectar of knowledge. He says, I give you the water which I have, and if I give you, you will never be thirsty again. It's not talked of the gross water. He is talking of the eternal water, of divine water. So, soul is never satisfied by anything which is finite. Soul is never satisfied by human company. Soul is never satisfied by human love. Unless and until soul is filled to the brim. Labalab, with God's love. Then only it's satisfied. Then is, what is it? No. In God's love, there is no deception. In God's love, there are no conditions. In God's love, there are no limitations. In God's love, there are no insecurities. In God's love, there are no fears. So that is the beauty of God's company and God's love. And last is why. It's the yogi's soul support. yogi doesn't make any human his buttress. His sole support, his sole strength is God's company. Because through experience, we know what happens when we make human being our support. He is the support of my life. He is my emotional support. He is my intellectual support. He is my social support. He is my financial support. He is my physical support. He is my spiritual support. All these are supports. They all are going to fall one day. None of these supports are going to stay. Only one. And why not to hold that support? Why not to catch hold of him tightly? Why we are letting go of him? When we know that he is the one, the only one, and none else. So, stepping away from those subtle bondages and making mind stabilized only in the remembrance of one. This is what is Brahmin life is. So God's company is so beautiful. All the 7 points. First, God's company is constant and stable. O, it makes you obstacle free. M, it is most easily available. P, it is very powerful. A, it is anytime available. N, no. All those no in God's company. Whatever there is yes in human company is all no here. Whatever S that makes you drown here, it takes you away. Then last is, it is yogi's sole support. So, today work on this, staying in his company alone. Om Shanti.